John 3:16 says, God so loved the world. The so in this statement is the essence of the Christmas story. So means in this manner, in this course of action. So is a method of accomplishing an objective, a way of doing something. In the beginning, God had created the world to be an environment in which a special group of creatures called man could reflect his glory. But man decided to relinquish his privilege of dominion to the devil in exchange for what man thought would be a godlike insight and independence. Unfortunately, it was a scam. The devil deceived man, and instead of gaining something wonderful, man lost everything. He lost his connection to God. He lost his perfect garden environment. He lost his hope. He lost his life. Man was hopelessly condemned and lost for all eternity. But God had anticipated all of this, and before he laid the foundation of the world, God prepared a plan to rescue man and restore him to life and glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 says, But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2 says, In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, in part, say this, For as much as ye were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. This plan that God prepared before the world was created is the so in John 3:16. And this so began with Jesus' birth to a virgin in Bethlehem.
Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal Spirit, alone, by thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy thy glorious throne.
Desire of nations, ye have seen his Lord, behold her bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn
King.
Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, went ordained with the sing our Savior's birth.
John 3:16 continues with these words, that he gave his only begotten Son. The eternal Son, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, who shared glory with the Father in eternity past before the world was. Isaiah saw his glory on a throne high and lifted up. Isaiah heard the angelic choir singing to him, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The eternal Son of God was the brightness of the Father's glory and the express image of his person, and upheld all things by the word of his power. In the beginning he was with God, and he was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was before all things, and by him all things consisted. He was worthy to receive glory and honor and power. But now, the Lord of glory had changed his robes. He made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and he humbled himself. God the Father sent him into the world. But Jesus came willingly. He came to be the so in God's love for the world. God commendeth his love toward us in giving us his Son, his only begotten Son, his glorious Son, his holy Son, the bright and morning star, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Emmanuel, God with us. Look at the tiny infant lying in the manger and see him for who he really is.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
The sun.
Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, lost your light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing, Alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Thank you. Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ,
while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding
joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground.
He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is bound,
the so in God's love was so much more than just a birth. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, while Jesus was on earth, he often talked about this hour. When he was 12 years old, he said, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" When he was 30 years old, he said to his mother, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." When the Jewish authorities sought to take Jesus, no man laid hands on him because his hour was not yet come. And as he taught in the temple, again no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. But just a few days before he would be crucified, Jesus said this, "The hour is come." Jesus was born, not just to live as a human, but he was born for a very specific hour. Even while he lay in that manger as a tiny infant, in his God nature, he was anticipating what his human nature would face 33 years later, a suffering on behalf of sinful men, a bearing of the sins of the whole world, a bleeding to pay the price of redemption, a death to conquer all death, and a resurrection to triumph over sin and death and hell. All this is the so in God's love. In all of this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. But how? Jesus said, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not perish, whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness." You see, John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life." And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, peasant king to own him, the King of kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King. King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Perishing is the destiny of all mankind without Jesus Christ. But 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 tells us, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Lucy Meyer wrote in the early 1900s these words, "He was not willing that any should perish. Jesus enthroned in the glory above, saw our poor fallen world, pitied our sorrows, poured out his life for us. Wonderful love. He was not willing that any should perish. Clothed in our flesh with its sorrow and pain, came he to seek the lost, comfort the mourner, heal the heart broken by sorrow and shame. The so in God's love toward us was intended to rescue man from perishing." John 3:16 in its entirety says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." All it takes on our part is the believing. Whosoever believeth in him. As the song says, "I am not worthy the least of his favor, but Jesus left heaven for me. The Word became flesh, and he died as my Savior, forsaken on dark Calvary. I am not worthy," this dull tongue repeats it. "I am not worthy," this heart gladly beats it. "Jesus left heaven to die in my place. What mercy, what love, and what grace."
Admission, sinner.
open. Bid him enter while you may.
Have room for pleasure, room for business, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter in the heart for which he died. Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now his word obey. Swing the heart's door widely open. Jesus, King of glory, hasten now his word obey. Swing the heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you may. Room and time now give to Jesus. Soon will pass God's day of grace. Soon thy heart left cold and silent, and my Savior's pleading cease. Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now his word obey. Swing the heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you
This year in our studies has been quite a journey. We began in the very beginning of the year with a sermon entitled, God So Loved the World. And throughout the year, we have looked at the world as it is and considered how we ought to live in it and bear the witness of the gospel to a world that is utterly lost. Just for a few minutes, will you follow with me a trail of scripture verses that is a bit of a review of what we studied this past year. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." You understand that's why Jesus had to come. If there had been no sin in the Garden of Eden, no sin in the world, Jesus would not have had to come. But it's because of that reality, sin entered into the world, that Jesus had to come. Romans chapter 3 and verse 19. Romans chapter 3 and verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. What an utter tragedy that all the world became guilty before God. And there were such dire consequences because of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. How smart the people of the world became in their guilt before God. They became so smart, they didn't know God. Doesn't sound very intelligent to me, but that was the condition of the world. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 3. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 3. Says, even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. If you recall, we spent many weeks, 15 in fact, looking at the elements or the rudiments of the world. These things that become the rudimentary principles by which the world operates, men become enslaved to them. They are not truth. They are not true. They are not right. But men become enslaved to them. And we see so many examples in the world today of this thinking, this mindset of people being entrenched in thoughts that are so wrong and so against the truth. So Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. Where it says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. That's what we all do without God, without the Savior, without Jesus Christ. We walk according to the course of this world. And so in this same chapter in verse 12, it says that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. And we're without God in this world. John 3:16 becomes the pivotal truth for all mankind. For God so loved the world. He loved the world in this way. It was His course of action. It was His means by which He took care of the matter. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so it is through Jesus Christ that truths like this become our reality. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world. And all of the guilt that is in it, and all of the rudiments of the world, and all of the ignorance of men who are without God in this world, Jesus Christ came to give Himself to deliver us from all of this present evil in the world. Then 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ was so effective in what He did on that cross on Calvary that He totally satisfied the righteous demands of God the Father, not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. So that in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14, we could read this. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world." There is a wonderful reality for us in these statements that He gives us in the Word of God. It is this: the whole world includes you. Jesus came to be your Savior. Jesus came to satisfy God for your sins. Jesus came to deliver you from this present evil world. Christ did not just come for Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, but for the whole world. No one is excluded. And He gives us this invitation that He gave to the shepherds. Go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. And the reaction of the shepherds was exactly what the reaction of all of us should be regarding this. Would you go to Luke chapter 2 and verse 15? Luke chapter 2 and verse 15. "When the angels told them that they would find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger," this was the shepherds' reaction in verse 15. "And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.'" They wanted to see it. So they went and looked upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We can see it today. Not perhaps as the shepherd saw a baby in a manger, but in His Word and by faith, we can see the truth of who He is and why He came and what He did to bring us salvation. There was no room for them in the inn. But the question is there any room for Him in our hearts? Have we received the Lord Jesus Christ? Have we prayed that simple prayer, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus"? Have we proclaimed to God the Father and confessed with our mouth, having believed in our heart, that Jesus Christ has come from heaven, taken upon Him the form of humanity, borne our sins on the cross on Calvary, paid our price with His blood, died our death, was buried in the grave, and arose again to give us life eternal? Have you received Jesus Christ into your heart? That's our invitation to you today. If you have not yet believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the message is very simple. Yes, Jesus came to this earth so many years ago, but not just to be a baby, not just to be a man, but in His humanity, to be the Savior of the world. Is He your Savior? He is, if you will believe Him and receive Him today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so very much for the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the truth of why He came, and for the joy that comes to our hearts when we believe it and receive Him as our Savior. I pray, O Lord, that if there is anyone here in this room today who has not yet received Christ as their Savior, that having heard this message, they would believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved today. May you be pleased with the response of all of our hearts to see the truth, to rejoice in the truth, to praise you for the truth of why Jesus came so many years ago, and why he will come into our hearts today if we will believe in him. Bless these truths to all our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have never received Jesus as your Savior, but because of what you've heard today, you're ready to do so, while we sing this closing song, we invite you to come up here to the front. Someone will sit down with you and pray with you and talk with you and lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please come if you need to receive Christ as your Savior today.